Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Hallelujah. Any witnesses in the house know that if you have a little talk with Jesus, he'll hear your cry and answer. By and by, would you get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' wonderful name we come before your presence now, thanking you for your faithfulness, thanking you for being God all by yourself. We know you hear our prayers. And we know you answer our prayers. And so we have confidence when we pray that we shall have the petition of our prayers. So we say thank you in advance. We say thank you in advance. God, we say thank you in advance because it is already done. Now meet us in your word today. Minister to every hearer's heart. Meet them right where they are. Lift them to the place you'd have them to be for your glory. And our good in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen. Well, give God some praise for just being God today. Hallelujah. I'm led to a familiar verse of scripture, or passage rather, found in Psalm 121, which simply says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, looking higher than your hills. Looking higher than your hills. My brothers and sisters, when we look at this familiar psalm, we do recognize that the psalmist is speaking about God's power and his omnipotence, his ability to do beyond and above what may be problematic to us on our sojourn from earth to glory. It's important to recognize that he has discovered that on this path of life, that it's not always going to be smooth sailing, that we're not going to always have even plain. But the truth is, we live in the twilight zone of up and down, of in and out, of faith and doubt, of fear and courage, of strong or weak, of bursting or broke, of happy or sad, of healthy or sick, of smart or dumb, of generous or self. We live in the twilight zone of all of the issues that confront us. And how many times have we woke up or have awakened and woke up feeling pretty good, and then before the day got over with, you were down in the dumps of life? How many times when you started off well but ended up bad? How many times have you started off sick, but before the day was over with, your body was healed? I mean, there is never a place where we can say it is all even. And so one of the things that the psalmist recognized, and I think that it's helpful for the believer to understand is that God is in control. Now notice what he says, because first thing we need to do is understand the psalmist's position. First thing that will help us to look higher than our heels is to understand the search for our help. The search for our help. Look at what he says. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Now, when you look at this word, and it almost seems, if you've not read this word and not become acquainted with it, it would almost appear as if the psalmist is saying that my help is really coming from the hills, from the mountains. But when pilgrims were sojourning to Jerusalem, Jerusalem being 2,550 feet above sea level, and it was a place that was elevated, they came through mountainous territories and hill country, and there were many elevations on their path up to Jerusalem. Robbers and muggers were there. There were so many issues that they faced on their way to Jerusalem. And every time they looked up, they couldn't help but see hills and mountains. Now, hills were at most in a dual connotation. Hills represent hellish situations, and it also represented holy situations. And it just depended on where your focus was. You see, if you looked at the hills, that represented hell, because it meant it was hard to climb. It meant it represented some kind of issue that prevented you from getting to where you were going. But if you look beyond the hill, then it meant that you looked at the source that literally created the hill, that was greater than the hills. In other words, to begin your ascent to finding God, you had to first see what was in front of God. And so sometimes we never really discover God until hills and mountains are moved. It isn't until we discover God that we recognize that he is above everything that would hinder us from getting closer to him. So he says, I will lift mine eyes to the hills. Listen to this. From whence cometh my help. And it's almost as if he said, just in case somebody don't understand what I'm talking about, he moves on to verse 2 and he makes clear what he's talking about. Look at what verse 2 says. Verse 2 says, my help. He said, I don't want you to get this twisted. Don't want you to get this confused. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. So when he talks about dealing with this thing and looking for the search for help, it is looking for God above and beyond the things that would tend to be a blockade, a hindrance, that would stop us from getting to what God has prepared for us. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's always good to locate your help. See, it depends on how far you're down. Sometimes you can't see nothing but the hills. And you have to make a concerted effort to understand that he is behind the hills, holding the hills up. And if he who holds the hills up is holding them up for a purpose, then it is quite evident, as a child of God, made in his image and his likeness, that he is the help of those of us who are called to be like him. And so even though hell is always around us, in front of us, before us, we know that heaven's holy arm, by God's own power, is there behind the hill. And all we've got to do is look above or beyond our problems and our struggles to see our source, and then we'll see differently how we view things. See, too many of us can't see God because we stop at the hills. What represents your hill? Is it sickness? Is it financial troubles? Is it spousal problems? Is it relational troubles? Is it trouble on your job? If it's issues underneath your skin, what represents your heels? The things that prevent you from really getting to the Lord. You've got to identify that, because I've got news for you. Don't think that the heels are there to hurt you. They're there to help you.
Because in order to get up to where you're going, you're going to have to look up to where you're going. And all you got to do is keep your mind focused on that is holding up the hills. And so look at this, and I'll help you understand this just a little clearer. He makes clear in this same word that it was not the hills that he himself was focusing on, and focusing on those hills in a sense of direction gave him a sense of hope, as he recognized that God permits certain things to happen in your life to see how much you trust him. You walk through the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, you'll see God has permitted some terrible things to happen to some wonderful people. You'll wonder sometime, why does God permit things to happen? But what you got to realize is that there is a divine reality connected with your situation. You might have a little trouble. You might have a few problems. You might have some uphill journeys. But God knows all of this is designed to help you truly trust him. See, if everything was smooth, there wouldn't be a need to have God intervene in our lives and our situations. But it's only when sometimes the hills block out the sun, the hills block out your hope, the hills block out your ability to see, that you've got to look underneath the skin and focus with the spirit man and recognize that these hills are not higher than your God. These hills are not higher than your help. And when you see that, you'll be able to recognize that God permits hills on your way up to meet him that will strengthen you on your journey. How many of you honestly can say, when you look back over your life and see all of the hills and the mountains you've come over, that you've actually grown and become stronger because of them? How many of you can honestly look back and say, if I had never gone through what I have gone through, I wouldn't be as steadfast and strong and focused on God as I am today? How many of you can look back and honestly say, if it hadn't been for the Lord trying me, if it hadn't been for the Lord exercising me, if it hadn't been for the Lord pulling me, if it hadn't been for the Lord pushing me, if it hadn't been for the Lord lifting me, I wouldn't be where I am today. But thanks be to God, it was because of my circumstances that I'm stronger than I've ever been before. I no longer run right now when I see trouble. I no longer flinch right now when bad news comes. I no longer act like it's all over before it's over. But now I know that God is able to work everything all right. Listen at this, and I'm almost through. When we look higher than our hill, the very next thing we see is the source of our strength. The source. We seek for help, but when we seek higher than our hills, we see our strength. Can I tell you, it's like a brand new day, a dawning of a new day, when you can look beyond your hills and see your strength. It's like the eastern sun coming over the horizon. It's like seeing an illumination. Things you couldn't see in the dark. Things you couldn't see in the valley. Things you couldn't see when you couldn't see your strength. You're now able to see. Isn't it amazing how you've been in some circumstances and situations long enough to have seen some things, but you couldn't see them till you saw God? You tried to figure the thing out, tried to work the thing out, tried to contemplate the thing, tried to syllogistically deduce from cause to effect to try and figure out this thing, but couldn't get no help nowhere till you saw God. And then God just started pulling the cover, started unfolding, started disclosing, started illuminating stuff you could not have seen without your strength. My help cometh from the Lord. My help. See, one of our problems is when we're going through problems and issues and circumstances and struggles is we look for our help from man. Now, God will employ man to be a part of the process to the answer to our prayer, but our help. See, it's because I made a call when I broke down that he sent a truck. Yeah. Truck wasn't just riding by and saw me. I made a call, and God sent my help by. I got news for you. All I got to do is call him up and tell him what I want. He has so much at his disposal that he doesn't have to come down and wipe the tears from. All I got to know is he's already taken care of it, and the tears dry up. As a matter of fact, he'll turn my mourning into dancing, my sorrow into singing. He will lift me up to a place where I understand my help cometh from the Lord. That's why we stay in struggles and troubles so long. It's because we're looking for our help in all the wrong places. I've got financial problems. I know brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so got a little finance. Maybe if I just tell them all about my trouble. Not tell them all about my trouble. Just expose all my issues, all my situation. Tell them about all my stuff. And they say, well, I'm going to pray for you. I ain't come to you for prayer. I came for you to help me. Now my business all out in the street thinking I have some help. Has that ever happened? You sit here and act holier than thou if you want to. You told somebody you knew could help, but weren't led to help. And there you were all over again in the same place looking again for help. And we kept on until finally it hit us. My help cometh from the Lord. When we can focus our senses on searching for our help and then seeking it in a way that we expect to find it, we'll always look above our heels, higher than our heels, to discover our strength. Now look at this. My help coming from the Lord. But then notice what the word says, and I like this because what he makes clear is, which made heaven and earth. Now, when he likens the reality of God's creative ability, look at how much higher he lifts God than his heels. Hills and mountains extend but so far. But when he taps into his true strength, his supernatural strength, the real source of his power and staying power, he recognizes that it is far greater than his hills and his mountains. He says, who made heaven? You don't get no higher than heaven. And then he says, and oh yeah, this stuff I'm going through down here on earth, he made that also. And so if he made heaven and earth, aren't the hills included? Aren't my troubles included? Aren't my weaknesses included? Aren't my issues included? Aren't my setbacks included? Aren't my downfalls included? I wish I had a help in the house. Aren't all of those things that sometimes hold me back and press me down, isn't he above all those things? My brothers and sisters, it changes your perspective. It changes your attitude. And if it changes your attitude, by God, it certainly changes your latitude. Because I tell you, when you start looking up, then you start standing up. When you start standing up, you start stepping up. When you start stepping up, you start rising up. And before you know it, you are in the place, the high place, God has prepared for you. Tell your neighbor you ought to look higher than your heels. Come on, tell another neighbor you ought to look higher than your heels. Your heels are just pointing to your help. You don't understand that. Hills and mountains have peaks. And the peaks are designed to help you look above. Because when you look at the top of the hill, ain't nothing there. Your help is beyond. The hills are just... Y'all not getting this, are you? They're just pointing up. They're trying to say, look, 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 look. Next time you have a hill, look to the top of that hill. And you'll see it pointing up to the Lord. Next time you got a mountain problem, just keep looking to the top of it and you'll see it. Sometimes your heels are not here to hurt you. They're here to help you look up. Too many of us look down too long. Too many of us look around too long. Some of us need to look up and see God. Lastly, and I'm through. Listen at this. When we look at this word, the verse says in 3 of Psalm 121, he will not suffer thy. And right there where it says thy, since this is personal, I want you to make that mine. Somebody didn't get that. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I like this word because as they are making their sojourn to Jerusalem, as they're going through treacherous territory, as they are looking and seeking their help beyond the hills, when they get a glance, a grasp, a glimpse of their health and strength above the hills, then there is a new mindset now. Notice here he says, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. Now, this is talking about the stabilization of your steps. See, there's nothing, listen, more comforting than knowing God's got my steps. Have you ever been on slippery terrain? Or had new shoes and they hadn't been broken in and you stepped and slipped because they didn't. Y'all ain't had new shoes in a while, huh? Listen, what it literally means, and I need you to see this, as I climb, as I move up, as I'm going against the grain, as I'm going against gravity, as I'm making my way connected to my source, he makes sure that every footstep is a sure, secure step. And all I've got to do, listen, to get to the top of the hill, top of the mountain, is put one foot. In front of the other. And listen to this. Notice he doesn't say, and my feet. He says, foot. Because God wants you to take every step with him in the assurance that once you plant this foot on your way to meeting God, that he's your source, he's your strength, he's your slip-proof guarantee that you're going to make it. And all you got to do, because here's what you need to know, sometimes the terrain is so difficult to climb that you have to take one step and stop. Somebody didn't get that. See, sometimes the stuff is so deep and so heavy and so hard for you to handle that you can't run up those. You got to take one step. But once that step hits the ground, it's a sure step and God will not suffer it. That means he won't allow it. That means he won't permit it. That means once you make that step and it's firmly rooted, the devil in hell can't knock you down. This is the word. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Now, one of the things that I think is most difficult in life, even if you can't get any further, you don't want to go back down. I said, even if you can't get any further, you don't want to slip back down. You don't want to lose the ground that you've gained. You don't want to have to repeat the steps you've already made. You want to make sure that if you can't do nothing else, you hold the ground that you do have. Listen to this, until your help comes. Sometime all you can do is just hold on to what you've got. Sometimes you just got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with standing still. Listen at this. The enemy didn't want you to get what you got. And if he didn't want you to get what you got, then he certainly don't want you to hold on to it. But what makes it worse is that you've gotten ground he didn't want you to get. Now he wants you to lose the ground you've already got. But God won't permit you to go back down when he has brought you up. I'm talking about those who are focused on him. I'm talking about those who know him as their strength. I'm talking about those who are rooted in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, I believe it's time that the believers stop letting the devil hoodwink you. Stop making you think God ain't who God say he is or can do what God say he can do. You've got to have the ability to focus your strength on that is God's strength. And your strength is the seeking process. It is the searching process. And when you see it, know that God himself takes it from that point and brings you closer in. Listen at this, and then I'm closing again. This word says, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Now, sometimes your help gets tired. I don't know if you've ever been in a place like that. But sometimes the folk that you call to help you, that's come to help you, gets tired before you get tired. And there you are in a situation and the help that was supposed to help became a hindrance. Listen at this. God never slumbers. He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get worn out. He doesn't become weak. There is no a breaking down of his power or his strength or his ability. So when you begin to slumber and sleep, and they're not the same word, they're two very different words. But listen to this, slumbering has the effect of getting weary and worn out and worn down, and it is the prelude to sleep. You can be in a slumbering state, which is also like a twilight zone between being awake and being asleep. You know at that place when somebody catch you when you were almost asleep, but not quite? That place where another minute. But they caught you right before the head went down. Yeah. God doesn't slumber. You can't, listen to this. I like this rendering of it. You can't wear him out. I don't care how much he deals with your issues. I don't care how much he deals with holding you up. I don't care how much he comes to your aid. The record is you can't wear him out. You know how some folk, you can just wham down. You know what? Look, this is my last time coming. Now, you done called me. Even AAA gives you so many times. And they'll tell you, now, this is the third time you come on this plan. Or you only can go so far before they come and get you. You out of our radius now. But thanks be to God, he never gets worn out by your much calling on his name. So when we look higher than our heels, we have a God who will make sure-footed our steps. And we will lose nothing that God has caused us to gain. And if we have to take a break and if we must rest, the truth of the matter is he holds our position. While we get weak, while we get worn, while we get weary, he holds us and keeps our footing until he strengthens us to make another step. And when we recognize this, my brothers and sisters, then we are able in every situation, somebody say every situation, to look unto the hills from whence cometh your help, which literally means the hills help you to focus your attention above them to the source that strengthens you in every test. And God.